USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Thanksgiving weekend trip home has become a nightmare for many Americans. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
This has been nothing but a headache for millions of people all the way from the Great Lakes, the Midwest, the Northern Tier, and across the Northeast and New England. Area of low pressure is situated across the lower Great Lakes. It is going to travel towards the east. Numerous reports of snow, whiteout conditions. There was just a report out of Garrett County in Maryland, and they had 36-car multi-pileup there.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says
first band of snow will impact certain parts of the Monday morning commute. There will be a pause in snowfall through Monday morning, and a second band of snow will begin more accumulation of snow and slush that will impact the Monday evening commute and the Tuesday morning commute.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If you want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry says he's forming a bipartisan coalition to promote a political movement behind climate change. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press.
Young people get it. They understand what this is about. But they don't have a vote in the boardroom. They don't have a vote in Congress. They don't have stock in the fossil fuel companies. And the fact is that there are a huge number of jobs to be created here.
And just ahead of a big climate change summit, the 25th Conference of the Parties in Madrid, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is now warning that the world is at the point of no return.
We must stop our war against nature, and science tells us that we can do it.
He says regional governments are falling short when it comes to cutting greenhouse gas emissions. Negotiators from almost 200 countries will attend the conference. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A California composer has passed away. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Chances have it, whether you're young or old, you've heard the song.
Work all night and a drink of rum.
Now comes word that the man who co-wrote that enduring Harry Belafonte hit, Irvin Berge, has passed away at 95. The Prime Minister of Barbados making the announcement at the Barbados Independence Day Parade on Saturday. Deo was written in 1952. It's been a ubiquitous song around the world. It appeared in everything from the film and Broadway musical Beetlejuice to an E-Trade commercial. It was also the wake-up call for astronauts on two space shuttle missions in the 1990s. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The weekly report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds high levels of flu-like illness in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, South Carolina, Texas, and Nevada, with the most cases reported in Mississippi. Experts say it's not too late to get vaccinated and plan for a season when family gatherings and travel can contribute to the spread of flu. Even though the season is just beginning, the CDC has already reported 4 deaths among children. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.